All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Second half hour. Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, Michael Tusky, Dr. Bobby Call in studio, and we'll have Chris Wright join us by phone momentarily. But Frank, we had a couple of callers while we were on break with the answer relative to the additional Richmond recruit over there in Charlottesville.
First off, thank you, callers. Kevin Green is the name, and he's I don't know that they've slotted him necessarily, whether he'll be on defense or offense, but he's a player.
And he's out of the Petersburg area?
Yeah, he's a terrific player. He and the other fellow that I just mentioned a moment ago, there's so many names, Anthony Harris. I think both these players are going to be contributing, if not this year, certainly next year. There's been all this attention given to those four stars, but both these guys, based upon my sources, they talk about how well-rounded these athletes are. And both terrific guys, too. So we don't want to leave them out.
Well, you can't measure the size of a kid's heart, that's for sure. So you don't know how they're going to develop over a 4 or 5 year period. But go ahead and give a quick introduction to our friend Chris Wright, who's about to join us.
Well, we're excited to have, once again, our good friend Chris Wright, the editor of The Saber, joining us. And Chris has been a frequent guest on the show. And Chris, are you there?
Sure. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Chris, just firing off the bat right here, you've been able to go to some of the practices, and you're right there on the ground in Charlottesville. Give us a sense for how the practices have been going and maybe what's happening in the quarterback competition and maybe the tailback competition and certainly some of the shakeups on defense.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing with practice so far has been how early practice is. You know, their practices are in the morning. The first couple that we went to that we were allowed to go to as the media were cold, and that's nothing compared to how cold it's been this week. I interviewed Luke Belanco, who's a reserve offensive lineman today. He said he thought he was in Green Bay on Monday. It was so cold out there. So that's kind of the main storyline that the players are getting used to, is being up and at the McHugh Center by 5:30 to start a 6 o'clock practice so you can get dressed and taped up and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the main thing. In terms of competition, you know, Perry Jones, Kevin Parks, think of separated themselves at running back. There are going to be other guys in the mix there, too. You know, Max Million and Terrence Fells-Danzer, a couple fifth-year are trying to stay on as fifth-year guys at fullback. Million's getting some carries as a big running back, kind of like Keith Payne and Reynard Horn from last year. So a lot of guys in the mix there before you even get, like, a Clifton Richardson in there as a recruit this fall, and he just made his score, so he will be here. So lots of guys there. The quarterback race seems to be wide open. You know, anybody you talk to that's seen a practice at the various locations, you'll get different opinions. Some people think Watford should play immediately. He just enrolled in January. Some people think Rocco from down in Lynchburg is the clear front runner. I've heard a lot of Strauss looks a lot better than he did a year ago type of talk. So it seems to be a wide-open race at quarterback, and I'm not sure we'll get an answer anytime soon there.
Chris, we've got Bobby Call, a former starter at cornerback back in the late 70s. I'm sure Bobby's got a couple questions for you.
Hey, Chris. Great having you on. What about the arm and the speed of these quarterbacks? So what do you see with Watford versus the guys that are already there?
Watford's got a little bit of a looping motion that's taken some getting some used to in terms of seeing him for the first time. He's a very, very good athlete, so I can see why people are penciling him in as a potential guy there. His arm has a lot of strength to it. Now, the key is accuracy. You know, he didn't throw a whole lot of balls in high school, particularly last year. Hampton ran the ball a whole bunch of times. I think he maybe only had like 170 attempts or something like that for the entire season last year, including the playoffs. So that's not a whole lot of repetition throwing the football in live game action, and that will be, you know, his biggest challenge. I personally think Strauss, the kid from Florida, has the best arm right up there with Rocco. It's kind of a neck-and-neck kind of thing. But Strauss is a really good athlete that people kind of wrote off a little bit because the other two guys, Rocco and Matheny, actually got on the field last year as freshmen while Strauss redshirted. He's kind of inserted himself in the mix here. He's having a pretty good spring, and it'll be interesting to see if he can, you know, supplant one of those two guys that we saw back up Verica last year.
Chris, just real quick, Habo, relative to the offensive system and coordinator, does any of the quarterbacks fit better than the others relative to what they're going to be asked to do?
I'm not sure that they're all that different. You know, they have a lot of similar skill sets in terms of what they're able to do. You know, there's some under center, there's some shotgun, there are some bootleg type of plays. When you have this pro-style type of offense, you can kind of mold certain plays around whoever you end up with back there. You know, it's not like a read option where you need like a Pat White a few years ago at West Virginia. It's not like you need a guy like that back there because, you know, read option is purely what it is. You know what I mean? It's the quarterback having the option to run the football. This pro-style offense, you can do a lot of different wrinkles to suit a guy's strength. So I'm not sure that anybody looks a lot different in terms of system as far as the fit goes. I think you could work with any of them.
How about, Chris, how about that defense? You know, they're putting in a different scheme. They got the 4-3. How does that look? Is it, are the guys taking it in and doing a good job with it, learning it?
Yeah, one thing for sure, they're going to have to look better than they did last year on defense. if they don't, it's going to be another long season. They had a lot of trouble on that side of the ball, particularly with misdirection type stuff. You know, if the offensive line on the other team fired off blocking to the left and the play came back to the right, Virginia had a lot of trouble with that type of stuff last year. So what I'm getting from the players is that they've gone back to basics and are really emphasizing details in terms of their keys that they're having to read as linebackers, as secondary, their gaps as far as defensive linemen, that kind of stuff. They're really focusing on the little things to make the big picture look better. And then, of course, you know, it's year two, so they are adding some bigger wrinkles in there, more blitz packages, that kind of stuff. But the theme of camp, you know, this spring seems to be get the little things right and get them right all the time, because when we messed those up last year, the defense had a lot of trouble.
All right, Chris, well, we've got to make way for associate head baseball coach Kevin McMullen. But we want to thank you for joining us tonight. We might bring you back next week to talk a little bit about the spring game and maybe what the takeaways are from that, particularly with regards to the quarterback competition. So we thank you, and we always appreciate your support.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, you know, Coach McMullen and those guys, number one in the country, so you should definitely let him talk as long as he wants.
Well, we're excited about football, but baseball is roaring straight ahead, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely good. They definitely deserve the airtime.
Thank you,
Chris.
All right, Chris
Wright of the Sabre joining us. A multiple guest over the two seasons of Who's Talking.
And believe it or not, Hobo, tonight is the 69th show.
All right, I won't. Yeah, that a lot of show. You finally caught me speechless.
I've been working at that. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more football while we wait for Coach McMullen. But Bobby, overall, just general thoughts about the spring game as it comes up, and the orange and blue. Formerly it was a scrimmage, but this week it's a game.
Well, you know, it used to be the current players against the alumni. And that was kind of fun. I think my last year might have been the last year they did that. But yeah, it's a chance to really evaluate what you've got coming forward. But it doesn't tell you anything about the new recruits, of course. But it'll give you a sense of, hey, what are we going to look like? Are there any athletes out there?
It's exciting. Don't forget, this Saturday at 12 noon, the UVA lacrosse team, men's lacrosse team, hosts the University of Maryland in the first ACC game of the year, and it's in Scott Stadium, which is a big shift. And 30 minutes after that lacrosse game, expected start time of possibly 2:30 to 2:40 will be the UVA orange and blue football game in Scott Stadium. Free parking, no admission for that. I think there's an $8 charge for the lacrosse game that starts at 12 noon. So very exciting Saturday in Charlottesville, and sort of bookending around all that, I think the tennis team is hosting matches on Friday and Sunday. Right, Michael?
Yes, they are. They're hosting number 10 Duke on Friday at 3 p.m. and number 17 North Carolina on Sunday at 1 p.m.
So those are big tennis matches.
Yeah, we were just checking to make sure Michael hadn't fallen asleep in a chair over here.
The poor guy was under pressure. Anyhow, we are super excited.
Yeah, I think we may have our next guest online here. You want to do the introduction? We got the associate head baseball coach joining us to talk a little baseball relative to the number one ranked Hoos coming off that big win over GW yesterday.
Coach McMullen, are you there?
I am here, sir. How are you today?
Very good. Listen, we are very excited to have you on the show tonight, and I've been telling my co-host Jim Hobgood here that perfect timing. That's my middle name. We were working to try to get you on the show here in the last couple of weeks, and I know you do a lot of recruiting and you're out on the road quite a bit. So I bet you're glad to be back in Charlottesville tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I got here about practice time today. We had a little workout, but it was unfortunate for me yesterday. I wasn't part of that perfect game, but I was trying to find that perfect recruit.
Well, you know, I have to say that when you look at the roster for the UVA baseball program over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, you just have to marvel at how you and your colleagues have been able to constantly restock the program. I mean, last year, Tyler Cannon, he graduated. Kevin Arrico, your star reliever and closer, he moved on. Dan Gravatt moved on. Phil Gosselin moved on to the pros. Jared Parker got drafted by the Giants, of all things. We might get to see him here in Richmond playing for the Flying Squirrels. And your catcher, Franco Valdez, moved on. And it's just amazing that you and Coach O'Connor and Carl Kuhn and the rest, you've done such a great job. So maybe talk to us a little bit about the recruiting side of the equation, because obviously you guys have done a great job.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And you know, a lot of those players you mentioned, Frank, were really, really good players for us. I think there were better people that represented our program in a first-class way. And you know, the recruiting part at Virginia has a, you know, we obviously have a beautiful place to sell, but you have to find the right fit. And I think that we've been fortunate to match up, you know, what our ideas are as teachers, coaches, a program, and be able to find the right fit for our place. And again, a lot of those guys you mentioned were perfect fits for our place.
Yeah, we're visiting tonight with UVA Associate Head Baseball Coach Kevin McMullen. And Coach, almost any sport, it's all about defense. And in baseball, it's pitching and defense. And I was looking at the statistics. You look at Will Roberts, who had the perfect game yesterday, and Danny Hultson. Their earned run averages are 1.12 and 1.13. You're going to win a lot of games getting that kind of pitching.
Well, I'm an offensive guy, too. I coach the Heritage, but I also, you know, I've managed a little bit and have been a head coach before. And quite frankly, if you don't pitch and play defense, you can hit as much as you want. You're going to lose a high percentage of the time. So we have, when we got here as a group, that was a focus of ours, is to get guys on the mound that could keep you in the game, be able to handle the ball, and then obviously situational hit. And we've been fortunate all year to combine those three things together, and I think we're, you know, we're fielding, you know, over 980, which is really remarkable for the transition of five new players playing every day for us. And and then obviously the pitching has been fantastic.
Yeah, and just one quick follow-up, Danny Hultson, he's pitched 40.1 innings and has 71 strikeouts. That to me was amazing. Does he have a particular, is it a breaking pitch? How's he getting so many people to strike out?
I'd like to say a disappearing fastball. You can hear it, but you can't see it. One of those deals, and he's got really, really good command. He's added a repertoire. He's added a slider to his repertoire, which has gotten some people off of his fastball, which makes his fastball look a little bit sharper, a little bit firmer. And then he has the capacity to throw a changeup, which is a major league pitcher ready for him. If guys do get onto his fastball at all. So he has the full repertoire. He has that intangible thing of competitiveness that the guy is locked in every pitch. And he is every Friday night it is fun to watch him go about his business.
You know, Coach, it's really remarkable. You look at Brandon Klein has made a beautiful transition to closer this year. Justin Thompson, in the games that I've been able to see, he's looked downright terrific as well. And you've got another starter there, Cody Winiarski, who's been fantastic. I mean, it's almost like the stars and the moon and everything are aligned for you guys.
Well, so far so good. So far so good. Like anything we share with our guys, you got to prove it every day. But you know, Brandon Klein has really, really been a pleasant surprise. You know, I think you know by the end of the fall and early in the spring, we've made a decision to go with him behind you know, the end of the ball games based on the situation. He has really, really been fantastic. And then the bridge guy, which Tyler Wilson, you know, from Richmond was for us in the past 3 years, Justin Thompson has really done a great job for us. He has really allowed Brandon Klein to get less work, which is, you know, obviously saves your opportunities for him over a 60-game period. And then, you know, Cody Winarski has had, he's had maybe one bad outing of his five starts so far, and he's pitched into the sixth or seventh inning, which on a Sunday, that, you know, that preserves your bullpen for the whole week, really. So, yeah, those guys have been outstanding. That's been the picture of consistency for us, is the starts on the mound and guys doing a great job out of the bullpen. The only games we've lost is when we scuffled out of the bullpen a little bit.
Well, Coach, we've had associate head coach Kevin McMullen with us tonight. We thank you for your time. We wish you nothing but continued success. What a year so far! 25-2, ranked number one in the country. That's not too shabby. So keep it rolling, and I think all the Hoos are looking forward to getting up there this spring and seeing baseball.
Well, appreciate you guys having me, and appreciate you coming to Virginia baseball.
Good luck down there at Virginia Tech this week in that 3-game series too.
Yes, sir. It'll be a dogfight.
Go get them, Tiger. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
May have to take your long underwear down there to Blacksburg this
weekend. Yeah, maybe a parka, too, I'll tell you. But we've got to head to our break, and when we come back, we're going to cover the Olympic sports with Michael Tusky. Thanks for hanging with us.